is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I hope you've had a great Thursday. I'll be rolling with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started every weekday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our super producer and host. He's in New York City. His name is Ryan Hickey. We're only hours away from, well, even closer than that, the NFL Draft Combine is getting ready to go down in Indianapolis. We got players who are going to run around in their underwear over the next 3 days. Well, with some of them. And then you got other guys who just say, I don't need to run around in my underwear for nobody. Just draft me and give me my money. Travis Hunter is the latest prospect to say that he is not working out. We got Travis Kelce, not a prospect. He said he's going to be back for his 13th NFL season. Doesn't want to go out like a loser. What a shock. What a surprise. We got a bunch of media members fighting in Indianapolis about stories about Matthew Stafford and Tom Brady. Y'all can't find nothing better to argue about. I mean, damn. NFL salary cap is going up. This is good news for some teams like the New England Patriots. It doesn't matter for some teams like the Cleveland Browns. Sorry, they got no money. I wonder why. Greg Popovich is done for the season, but he does say that he wants to try and return in the future. Focus in on your health, buddy. Do that. All the best to Greg Popovich. Hey, how about this? In about 20 minutes from now, we're going to go to Indianapolis. We're going to have a chat with someone who is on the scene. Sam Brookhouse is going to join us from Sumer Sports. He hosts that show with Lindsey Rhodes. They break down all the analytics and stats and numbers, and he's an Indy, so we'll get a first-person perspective on what's going down at the NFL Combine. If you want to be a part of the show, you can. You can call us up at any time. Phone number is as follows. It's 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You can find me online. I exist everywhere. I am at JR Sport Brief. That's at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. Thank you for listening on the free Odyssey app, on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. And if you got Sirius XM, it's channel 375. And if you got yourself a fancy smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network. You don't have to lift a finger. So whether you're on the East Coast, the West Coast, you're at work, you're at home, you're sitting in traffic, there's some idiot driving in front of you, just hang out, relax. Maybe you are the idiot behind or in front of somebody. Take it easy, okay? Just go ahead and do that. Not an idiot. Very smart, man. It's Ryan Hickey. Ryan, how are you today? You good?
Oh, what an intro. I am very good. Thank you, JR. Yeah, we're hanging in today.
I'm happy to hear that. You're a fan of the Indianapolis Colts. What happened? Did I miss something besides Anthony Richardson getting competition?
No, but just I feel like kind of anytime the Colts are in the news nationally in, you know, the last recent months and years, it's usually been negative. So just bracing myself for a probably negative slant, which is fair. They deserve it. No, but a negative slant towards this team.
No, I wasn't even going to talk about the Colts.
Oh, okay.
I was going to talk about what's going on at their home. Lucas Oil. Like, you don't got, I say, coach, you don't got to get down about things.
That's just, I feel like, where the state of the team is right now.
Well, we know they've been, well, if Andrew Luck had an offensive line, maybe he wouldn't quit.
Still could be the quarterback. We don't have to worry about Anthony Richardson because he's on a different team somewhere else.
Yeah, you're right.
Could have been, which honestly should have been.
Poor guy had to be out there peeing blood and quit. He had a good reason to quit, not like Anthony Richardson. Anthony Richardson was just tired, okay? Andrew Luck is like, man, I'm going home and I'm peeing blood. Like, this is not good. I'm too smart for this crap. I'm leaving.
Quite the dichotomy, huh?
How about that?
One guy's out of breath.
Yeah, one guy's out of breath. The other guy's bleeding out of his, man, Hickey, if
out
I
of
ever.
His where?
Well.
Out of his body.
Yes, he's bleeding out of his body when he urinates. Yes, not something I think anybody wants. So shout outs to Andrew Luck. What is he teaching, high school football or college? What is he doing now?
He is the current GM of the Stanford football team.
Oh, my God.
Newly announced.
Right. He got that job a couple months ago, huh?
That's right. So he's trying to get some real talent and energy surrounding a program that, frankly, has been dead for the last few years.
Yeah. Well, good for him. Good for him. He doesn't have to feel any of the pain behind a miserable offensive line. Andrew Luck worked his behind off, and the Colts just didn't protect him. It's just the facts. Well, everybody is in Indianapolis right now, not Andrew Luck. Maybe he is. Coming out of Stanford, maybe he is. But the NFL executives are out there. The GMs are there. The coaches are there. We got all these statements from earlier this week, and I want this guy, and hearing about Kirk Cousins, and guys want trades, and dudes are getting tagged. We got all that news. But we also got some quotes from some of the prospects. And today, as he showed up, he doesn't have to do work until the weekend, it's Travis Hunter. And forget about doing work and showing off his athletic skills. Travis Hunter said today, he's not working out. He's not doing anything in Indianapolis. Travis Hunter says, I'm not showing off my physical skills. I'm not running. I'm not jumping. I'm not running around no damn cones. I'm not doing anything until we get to my pro day in Denver. And when you have won yourself a Heisman, when you are one of the first two-way players that we've seen in a very long time, a rarity, when you're playing offense and defense, what else are you going to show off? Like, what benefit is it to Travis Hunter to say, hey, I'm going to go run a 40. You can watch my tape and see how fast I am. What difference is it if I run a 4.4, a 4.5, a 4.6? I doubt he runs a 4.6, but damn it, what's the benefit? We see what Travis Hunter could do on the field. And he says, I ain't working out, but Travis Hunter does have a goal. And surprise, surprise, he told Pro Football Talk, I want to be numero uno.
My goal is to go number one. You know, I think I'm going to thrive anywhere I go, so.
Well, and because part of the question is, we've talked to different GMs and coaches about their vision for you as a receiver. Yeah. And, I mean, do you want to go full-time both ways like you did at Colorado, or are you looking for spot duty? Are you primarily receiver corner? What's your vision for your career as it relates to position?
Hopefully they let me go out there and do it the same thing I did at Colorado, go out there and get on the field and dominate. So my thing is, I want to play both sides of the ball. But, you know, if that's not what they see, if that's not their vision, and they want me to earn another position, I'm willing to do that.
Okay, listen, that man wants to play both sides of the ball. Wherever he goes, wherever he gets drafted, he can play on one side, but you can bet your ass he's going to position himself to play on the other side of the ball. It's still crazy to think he played more than 700 snaps on each side of the ball last year for Colorado. He's like the Energizer Bunny. Like, Travis Hunter does not get tired. He's the opposite of Anthony Richardson, who needed a blow after a big run in a regular season game. A couple of them. Travis Hunter's playing offense. He's playing defense. He does not get tired. He wants to be selected number one overall. Well, that would be nice. I don't know if you want to end up on the Tennessee Titans. I think it'd be better to end up on a squad like the New England Patriots. I think they're going some places. And Travis Hunter, he also explains, of course I want to play offense and defense. This is what he said as well.
Did some meetings at receiver, did some meetings at DB, so still up in the air. They say nobody has ever done it for real the way I do it, but I tell them that I'm just different. I'm a different person.
Just different. Every now and then we get somebody who's just different. If I got to think about another sport, if we take a look at Shohei Ohtani, he's just different. You know, I'd go as far to say, I don't care who you are. I don't care how old you are or how young you are. I think it's a gimme that you have never in your life seen someone like Shohei Ohtani. Okay? Every now and then, maybe once in a lifetime, twice in a lifetime, somebody comes along and they're just different. In my lifetime, man, we've had some amazing entertainers. There's only one Michael Jackson. I don't care what anybody else is doing. Once in a lifetime. In the world of athletics, I don't think things are any different. Man, I'm fortunate enough to have seen Michael Jordan once in a lifetime. What LeBron James is doing, is he once in a lifetime? Maybe. Everybody's story is different. It's like a fingerprint. No two stories, no two fingerprints are the same. And just because we haven't seen something done doesn't mean that no one can do it. Now, is it going to be difficult? Is it going to be tough for Travis Hunter to be the first guy to play offense and defense? Oh, hell yeah. You want this guy to fill out? You don't want to put too much on his plate. You don't want him to be a glutton. You put too much food on your plate, you know what happens? You get sick. You hurt yourself. You get nauseous. You get full. Oh, you feel like you are sick. You got to pace yourself. And when you're going from one step to another, you got to take your time. I think Travis Hunter is better suited for defense with offensive packages. And if that should change, I think a team would be smart enough to be malleable to the situation. Why the hell not? Travis also sat down with CBS Sports as he made his media rounds in Indianapolis for the combine. Travis Hunter, we know he wants to play both. But Travis, do you have a preference? Is it offense? Is it defense? Do you care?
Do they keep asking you if you're going to be a corner or what?
Yeah, they asked me that.
Are you paying attention to how teams say they see you?
Yeah. I mean, my first meeting was at receiver, so yeah, definitely.
Oh, the first meeting was at receiver?
Yeah.
And you've never felt strongly about which one you prefer?
Nah, never.
Okay. Well, if you look at what's going on, if you're thinking about the money, if you're thinking about the cash, and maybe he looks at it differently. If you're Travis Hunter, you might say, man, I need me a salary that pays me as one of the highest paid wideouts in the game, but then also compensates me for playing defense. He might be playing in a completely different ballpark. We've heard this. I've known this. Ja'Marr Chase is looking at a situation right now where he can make $40 million a year. Ja'Marr Chase can be the highest paid wide receiver in the entire NFL. $40 million a year. The highest paid cornerback, Jalen Ramsey, makes about $25 million a year. Think about that. The guy scoring the touchdowns can make $40 million a year. It's not signed, not official yet. 36 is the number, but it's going to go higher. And the guy stopping him is making approximately $15 million less, $10 to $15 million less. If you're Travis Hunter, you want to do both. Pay me like a top wide receiver. Pay me like a top corner. Give me the best of both worlds. Think about this. If Travis Hunter played, let's just say, even for hell's sake, cornerback, at the top level, let's say he was playing for a few years, why couldn't he make $25 million? Why couldn't he tack on another 20 or 15 for the offense? The name of the game is making money. And we know with the rookie salary scale implemented following Sam Bradford getting a gigantic deal, these guys are making $7 million per, the guys at the top of the draft. The numbers don't do anything but drop once you get past the top five. Shame. What a sad, sad world to only be making $4 and $5 million a year. A sad, sad. But it's not about the rookie deal. It's about where you get drafted. And it's about the money that you can make afterwards. And so wherever Travis Hunter ends up, I hope it's with the New England Patriots, as much as I can't stand him. I think he'd be best suited to have success. I think he'd be with a team that has a quarterback in Drake May, a growing young quarterback. And he'd be situated opposite a great corner and a great coach who has a lot of championship experience. Travis Hunter's goal can be to get drafted number one overall. But if this guy wants to have an impact, if he wants to get into winning, if he wants to end up in a winning situation, if he wants to be on primetime games, man, be a part of the revitalization of the New England Patriots. Let's see if he drops that far. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We got so much more to get into as it relates to the NFL Combine. Abdul Carter from Penn State. This man says he wants to be drafted number one overall. And now we found out that he has a stress reaction in his foot. Well, he found out he does. Is he going to need surgery? Is he not? But we'll tell you in a little while. But when we come back on the other side of the break, let's keep chatting it up about the combine. Let's have a conversation with someone who is there in Indianapolis. Sam Brookhouse is going to join us. He co-hosts the Sumer Sports Show with Lindsey Rhodes, who we had here on the air a few weeks ago. So we'll have that chat with Sam on the other side of the break. We're just getting started. We're just getting warmed up. This is all about the stretch right now. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. The NFL Combine is going down in Indianapolis, Indiana. We got some talents who are trying to boost their draft stock. We have some others that are trying to maintain where they're at. We got GMs wheeling and dealing. We got journalists and reporters who are trying to fight each other about news. Yeah, the NFL, they just handed out the Vince Lombardi trophy, and the news doesn't stop. Right now, it's time to have a chat with someone who is live in Indianapolis covering this combine. He hosts a show with Lindsey Rhodes on Sumer Sports. It is Sam Brookhouse. Sam, how are you?
I'm doing good, man. You know, I'm out here in Indianapolis. I'm trying to add into my data science background some of the, you know, inside knowledge, asking a lot of questions about Matthew Stafford, how that affects the draft, and how that affects these prospects.
Well, absolutely. Well, we certainly heard a lot about Matthew Stafford and where he may or may not go. We got journalists who are fighting about it. What are the odds that you think he moves on from Los Angeles? Or is this, obviously, of course, it's just a matter of negotiating. Do you think he goes elsewhere?
Look, given my discussions today, I'm, in my mind, think it's probably more likely that he's gone than not. And that was a little bit different than what I thought this morning. It's going to be interesting. I think it just is going to come down to how the next days play out, just in the personal relationship between Sean McVay and Matt Stafford. We have an excellent video that we tried to get up as fast as possible. It's on YouTube right now, interviewing Jordan Rodrigue. And she really broke down how this has really been bubbling up over the past 2-3 years. And this isn't just a new thing with Stafford wanting to be paid and compensated at the rate of a star quarterback. This is a long-standing, bubbling discussion that they've had. They're very open in their conversation. I think that's why we're hearing about it now, that everyone's here at the combine.
With an understanding that he wants more money, wherever it comes, 50 mil plus, what are some alternatives for the Los Angeles Rams at quarterback? Are we naturally looking at an Aaron Rodgers? This is a team that has a young roster and shocked people by going 10-7, even pushing the Eagles.
You mentioned Aaron Rodgers. I think he is in the cards. I think they've made some interesting staff moves. Alex Van Pelt seems to be on staff with the Rams now. He's a Rodgers guy. And I think there's just been discussions of how Rodgers could potentially fit on the Rams. But dark horse in this, they really love Jimmy Garoppolo, who's already under contract with the Rams, played the final game of the year. And I really think they like Jimmy Garoppolo more than the consensus does.
Oh, wow. Well, that's surprising. How many more throws does Jimmy's leg have left in him, huh?
It's a great question. And talking about Stafford getting older, he seems a little bit more durable than Jimmy G and Rodgers. I think this is going to be an interesting test case for that excellent Les Snead-led front office of the Rams. You know, they did the impossible last year. They turned the whole defense over in 1 year. And moreover, they replaced, or for the better part replaced, I don't think he could ever really be replaced, Aaron Donald with two blue-chip players after their rookie seasons were done in Braden Fisk and Jared Verse. I think they're confident that they can do it again on the offensive side. I personally, again, being an analyst, understand how hard it is to succeed in the draft. And so it'll be interesting to see if they can pull it off again.
Sam Brookhouse is joining us from Sumer Sports. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. You talk about being able to turn over a team. There are a lot of teams at the top of this draft who are looking for a player, a few players who can change their draft fortunes. What do you foresee at the top of the draft with the Tennessee Titans and the Browns?
So here's what I'll say. I think it's going to end up being two quarterbacks. Here's the reason why. Analytically, the value that you can get from picks one and two is substantially more if you draft a quarterback. And that's without necessarily caring about who the names are, just looking at the consensus big board and taking the two top quarterbacks. But this year, people don't really seem to love or think that the two top quarterbacks are at the same level as past years. And moreover, I think they think there's guys in the second and third rounds that they can get of very similar projection. As a result, whether it's the Titans and the Browns selecting two quarterbacks as two quarterback needy teams, or it's some desperate teams, particularly the Giants, maybe the Raiders, if both of those teams aren't able to get Matthew Stafford, maybe they'll trade up, get a little bit desperate. And there's some teams that I'd love to think, you know, maybe the Steelers have a need at quarterback. I don't think they're going to get too desperate, but there's a lot of teams that need the most important position in football.
Well, Sam, we know the biggest prospect, the guy who walked away with the Heisman, is an anomaly. He told us today he's not going to participate in the combine. No shock or surprise there. What do you think the future holds for Travis Hunter?
I came in thinking that there was a distinct consensus that he was going to play cornerback in the next level, and maybe there was a chance he was going to be a package guy, a wide receiver three perhaps, or a gadget player on the offensive side of the ball. However, I've come to learn, talking to people around the league, that there's a substantial amount of people that believe he could be a wide receiver. Another video on YouTube or Twitter, you can go check out Sumer Sports, S-U-M-E-R Sports. Check out that account. With Charles Davis, he thinks that he's a wide receiver, and he brought up an excellent point. Owners love to sell jerseys, and what sells jerseys better than touchdowns? Who scores touchdowns? Wide receivers. An interesting point that I didn't consider. A separate interesting point, Andrew Berry from the Browns sitting there at two said that they viewed him as a wide receiver on the podium yesterday on Media Row. I didn't really think anyone was of that mind. Interesting to see, throws a little wrench into the top four picks.
What team do you think is best suited to bring on his talents and abilities?
I really think he fits well with the Giants. I think the Giants do have a need at quarterback, but I think they actually have, you know, a little bit of offensive line talent. This is an offensive line rich free agency class, particularly in the interior, and draft class. They're calling it the meat and potatoes draft because you can go get, you know, those beefy guys that can be a part of your rebuild, but they may not be the shiny objects that the wide receivers and the quarterbacks are. I think they can address that need there. They can get a quarterback elsewhere, and then they can add a key cornerback to, you know, dredge up the spills that they had last year, defensive backfield. They actually had one of the better pressure defensive lines. And then you're also kind of adding a wide receiver tool that can be used alongside Malik Nabers. Seems like a perfect fit for me.
And Sam Brookhouse is here with us from Sumer Sports. When you think about Abdul Carter, we know he has a stress reaction. It's not a stress fracture. He's going to take some time off. You're on the ground in Indianapolis. Does anybody care, especially the fact that it appears that he's not going to need surgery?
It was very interesting. You know, first day we were here, I wasn't hearing a lot about Abdul Carter. And my assumption was that people just thought he was the go-ahead consensus top guy. And I didn't really understand that. Again, sometimes as an analyst, you got to be a little pessimistic. The core belief here on Radio Row is that there's six or seven edge rushers that could go in the first round. And, you know, me as an analyst, I don't know if I can pick out of seven first-round talents who's going to be the best. So I wanted to know why everyone thought Abdul Carter was at the top. And I wasn't really receiving any answers. Turns out that he has an injury risk. And I think that's really going to change his evaluation a little bit. I've heard something like if it's severe, if he would need surgery or something like that, it'd be an 8 to 12 week injury. That obviously wouldn't affect the season. Keep in mind, he had a shoulder injury too during the season. I don't know really what it's done. I haven't gotten a clear picture of it yet. It seems like people still think he's the consensus top guy, but it is interesting to note that these concerns are starting to arise in a uniform setting. This isn't people just spreading rumors. This was checked by, you know, league doctors and guys over here at the Combine in an open in uniform session.
Well, Sam, we know that the Combine has certainly changed over the years. We got players who have a lot more leverage than they used to have, don't have to show out today. Have you noticed any issues with any management with just having meetings and not seeing guys perform. I mean, we see them on a football field, but the players do have a little bit more stroke now.
So to the contrary, really, I think that there's certain teams, including the Rams, who we talked about, very confident in their abilities, who don't even approach the combine in the same way, and that they're not even sending people other than for media and interviews. Like, most of their crew is back in L.A. right now, and I think the idea is it's tough to glean what's actually going on when you're at the combine, and you can get the official readings afterward. It's actually a little better to watch the telecast, get multiple angles, and take stuff away from that. And so I think that some management teams think that this is actually a better way to evaluate players of, you know, some of these guys sitting out, and maybe it adds a little less bias. We have some research on Sumersports.com that indicates that a lot of these combine drills really don't align with production super well anyway. At the highest, it's really the tight end position. It's only like 40% correlation, and that's not really anything too big or predictive. So it is interesting to see how they approach it. The thing that I will note is we're losing historical data on top prospects. The reason that the combine is so valuable is because they've been doing the same thing in a uniform environment for many decades, really, at this point. It gives us something to compare to in a way that, you know, even with the tracking data or some of the advanced stats, we don't necessarily have. The loss of that with guys like Travis Hunter or Jalen Walker or Abdul Carter, who are all sitting out, is something that will hurt our data moving forward.
As Sam Brookhouse is here with us on the JR Sport Brief Show, as we start to wrap things up, we know about some of the big names that I mentioned, that you mentioned. Is there a name that you're looking forward to seeing and hearing about over the next 3 days that we should pay attention to in April?
Yeah, I'm sitting here watching the telecast of the D-lineman. The guy that I thought could really increase his stock is Shamar Stewart. I think he put up like a 40-inch vertical, the reports were. I haven't seen his 40 time yet, going back and forth through media row. But he's a guy who sits there at about 18. He had a bump from the Senior Bowl. It wasn't as big as I expected. This man's like 6'5", 6'6", 280. Freak physical profile. And wasn't super productive at Texas A&M, but led the team in pressures, which is a little bit more predictive stat than sacks per se. Well, you obviously want to see him close those pressures into sacks. But moving forward, it's very interesting. And sure enough, I'm getting shown Shamar Stewart, 4'5", 280 pounds. Got to thank my guy for walking over and helping me out. Out incredible from a guy that size.
Yeah, he is 6'6", almost 300. He just ran a 4'5", you said?
4'5", 9. That's nuts, man. You know, I was a linebacker, and when I cut down, I was like 215 when I played at Tulane, and I was around that range. That guy weighs like 70, 80 more pounds than me.
Hey, listen, I don't know what they're feeding folks, but it's certainly a different world. Hey, Sam, thank you so much for the time. Where can people follow you and all of your work with Sumer Sports?
Yeah, so all the latest news and notes that we've collected here, you can go follow Sumer Sports, S-U-M-E-R Sports, on YouTube or Twitter. We're trying to get those out blazing fast because stuff is changing quickly. Also, check me out at sumersports.com or the Sumer Sports Show Draft FM podcast. I'm on both of those. You can find those wherever podcasts can be listened to.
Hey, Sam, appreciate you, man. Go Green Wave, okay?
Yeah, roll wave, baby.
My man, Sam Brookhouse, joining us from Sumer Sports live from Indianapolis, Indiana. Checking out the NFL Combine. He makes an excellent point. We've heard this over the past several years that there are a lot of teams who have decided to cut back on how many scouts, executives. Like, why are we going to send the whole world to Indianapolis? Like a lot of people, we can sit back and watch it on TV. For what? It's kind of how I feel about going to a football game that's 40 minutes and 40 miles outside the city to sit in traffic. Why the hell do I want to do that where I got food in my house? I don't have to pay $16, $17 for a beer. I don't got to sit in traffic. When I need to use the bathroom, I don't got to wait in line with a drunk who wants to give me high fives. I can do all of this from my house. It's kind of how the NFL feels about going to the draft. Just a little bit. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I understand there are a lot of fans who are disappointed not to see their favorite athletes and prospects compete at the draft, or excuse me, the combine. Get over it. If you don't have to do something, why do it? I take you back to that time. I've told this story before. I think Hickey enjoys this story, I think. Heck yeah, I told you this. One day I was in school and the professor asked me, hey, you know, why didn't you do this exam, Mr. Jackson? And I said, because I don't need to. Like, I realized I'm going to pass the class anyway. I understand the grade that I'm going to get. And doing this measly ass paper doesn't do anything for me. That's kind of the same thing, Hickey. Does that equate? Does that make sense?
No, you're right. It does. That's, I think, my favorite story that you tell about yourself. And you're right. Like, if you're Travis Hunter, there's no reason, Abdul Carter, there's no reason for you to get out there, because really, with how high your stock is, it's really only something negative that could happen, right? An injury, a slower time in theory. There's nothing you could do to increase what is an insanely high draft stock already.
This is like understanding that you're already getting an A+. There's nothing higher. You can't do anything but, you know, write a paper and end up with a B. You know, just you already got an A+. There ain't no extra credit here. And for all you students out there, Hickey, I'm going to get a nasty email from a professor. Wait on this one. You tell your professor to stick it if they want you to do more work. And tell them JR said so. Okay, good. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, settle for a B, a B+, an A. Cares if you get an A+. What the hell is that anyway? It's the JR Sport Brief Show. When we come back, I do want to talk to you about Abdul Carter. We did learn today after he proclaimed that he wanted to be selected number one overall that he does have a foot issue that is not going to require surgery. And then also we heard that Travis Kelce, he's going to be back. Of course he is. Why the hell would he want to go out as a loser? Oh, because he's dating that girl? Oh, forget that.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you so much to Sam Brookhouse for joining us in the last break from the Sumer Sports Show with Lindsey Rhodes. He is live on the scene in Indianapolis, Indiana. And they just started working out. That's good. I mean, this thing is prime time now. They used to do these workouts, I feel like, only in the daytime, in the nighttime. They didn't care. This is now a media extravaganza. I mean, they got a radio row at the NFL Combine. Come on. We had two. Matter of fact, we'll get into this in about 15 minutes. We had two reporters that got beef at the NFL Combine. I mean, y'all can't find something better to beef about. With all the things going on in the world, we got to beef about scoops and news? Come on, guys. It ain't my livelihood, but I mean, damn, come on. Sound like a bunch of kids. This portion of the show is sponsored by Hyundai. Hyundai helps protect you and your family on the road. We put your safety first and everything else second. We do. Well, yeah, but they put safety first, we put you first too. Everybody, okay? Us and Hyundai. Anyway, speaking of first, yesterday as we were on the air, we shared some audio from Abdul Carter out of Penn State. He, like everybody else in the draft, every prospect wants to be selected first overall. We know in life, everybody can't be number one. Somebody has to be two and three and four and five, and everybody can't be one. And just because you're one on one day doesn't mean that you always stay there. Keep that in mind. There's some JR wisdom for you. Now, having said that, once we got off the air, we learned that Abdul Carter, who's supposed to go out there and rip quarterbacks in half, he has a stress reaction in his foot. And it's just like, oh, here we go. The guys at the combine, they're checking out the tape. They're looking at, well, not the tape, but they're looking at the x-rays, the MRIs, they're poking him, they're prodding him, they're seeing how tall he is, how fat he is, his body fat, and they go, hey, bro, there's something wrong with your foot. So what does that mean? He's not doing anything at the combine already, we get it. But are they going to have to cut his foot open? Are they going to have to put a screw in his foot? Is his draft stock going to plummet? The answer to the above is nothing. He doesn't have to do anything. He just has to rest. He's supposed to work out at his pro day at Penn State, but he ain't doing nothing else. They don't have to cut him open. There was a concern yesterday that that would be the case. Not anymore. You know what? Let's listen to Ian Rappaport tell everybody that Abdul Carter, his foot is fine. This is what he said on the NFL Network.
during medical testing here had a stress reaction discovered in his foot. My understanding, it is a very small spot, something that is not given him pain. And when he's talked to doctors, he has told them that. This is not something that hurts me. Surgery was considered to be a possibility, but agent Drew Rosenhaus, who represents the players, said that they are not opting for surgery, believe it is not necessary. He is going to perform at his pro day and believes he will have no issues going forward.
Okay. Okay. Hickey, how come my pain spots actually hurt? Look at him. Good for him, right? I'm jealous.
Same, just an absolute freak.
Like, hey, bro, your foot might break. He's like, I don't feel nothing.
I'm fine. Well, what stress fracture? Yeah.
Yes.
Get up out of bed and your back's aching. I can't barely walk. It's to be 21 again, you know?
Yeah, wow. Well, you've seen him play in person, right? A couple times?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
What is he doing out there? Is he's really ripping people to shreds?
He's so fast. And it's like an unfair advantage or combination, I should say, of speed and power. Mm-hmm. But he started off as a linebacker, like a small guy that's just running around. And so he's so fast, and now he's beefed up. Yeah, I mean, they work out on what they're eating over there in Happy Valley, but the workout program, man, they're able to build these freaks in like a lab where they are fast and strong.
Well, they treat their student athletes, they treat them better than the Bengals treat the pros, right?
I think a lot of college teams can. I think Georgia State down the road from you probably treats some of their players better than the Bengals treat their own players.
Oh, my God. Oh, crap. You said Georgia State?
Georgia State.
Oh, my God. Okay, wow. That's damn, Hickey. I don't know if you're throwing shade at Georgia State or the Bengals, but.
The Bengals, come on. No disrespect to Georgia State, but if they are treating their players better, and I would not be surprised if they are. I'm sure they don't have to pay for their own food like Cincinnati does.
Well,
I'm
next
sure it's
time,
fresher.
Next time you're down here in Georgia, we can go to the old Turner Field, and I can show you what the facilities look like.
Okay? I don't know if I want to go there. It's a house of horrors for myself as a Mets fan.
As a Mets
of nightmares.
Fan? No, it's been converted into a football stadium now. You'll be okay.
I think the horrors still live deep in the walls.
Okay. You don't want to meet Chipper? No? Okay.
No, I'm okay. Larry? Right. No, thanks.
Okay. Yeah, Larry. Didn't he name his... He named one of his kids Shea, didn't he?
That he did. And you know what? I can't hate that. It's a good troll job by him.
Trolling? I don't know. But what I want to look at my kid named... Well, I guess if I'm whooping that team's ass all the time, maybe, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, I don't know what the radio equivalent would be, but if you were kicking ass in Atlanta... And you named your daughter Peach as a reminder of how great you were in that city. I think it's...
Peach? Oh.
Yeah?
I hear Peach, I think about Princess Peach from Super Mario Brothers.
You wouldn't go to, like, Georgia, the Peach State. Okay.
No, I would automatically think about Princess Peach. Yeah, it's tough when you start naming animals. Hickey, I gotta be honest, man. Shay's a pretty name, but not. I know a couple of Shays. In relation to Shea Stadium, I don't know about that. Like, Chipper Jones should have named his dog Shea, not his kid. Come on, man.
What if the Mets did like what the Braves did, and it was a corporate, you know, sponsorship name, and it's all of a sudden like Truist Field? Are you going to name your daughter Truist?
No.
Truie, for short?
No. The dog's okay, right? Like, my cousin's, the dog is dead now.
Damn. Well,
it's a long time ago, Hickey. It's a long time.
Dead now.
It's not alive. Well, dog's name was Kirby after Kirby Puckett. They were in St. Paul, you know, so they named their dog after Kirby. There had to have been a million dogs named Kirby in Minnesota, you know, 30 and 40 years ago. I bet. Come on now, Kirby.
It's a good name.
It is? Well, listen, don't we got people naming their kids Jeter in New York? Are their kids named Jeter?
I hope not, but I wouldn't be. I mean, that's honestly, with some of the names you hear, that's on the lesser crazy side.
Go ahead. Tell us some stupid names that people got. Go ahead. Tell us. Fill us in. Use some friends as examples. Go ahead.
I don't have any friends that have named their children stupid names.
Oh, okay. Thankfully. Not yet.
Not yet. Oh, it's true. I only have a few friends with kids. But
you got to move to Brooklyn. That'll solve that.
Are?
Yeah, that'll solve your problem right away. Lots of stupid names.
Stride Apple. Right, I'm sure. Yeah, Apple.
Apple. What'd you say?
Stride Right, like the store.
Is somebody named a child Stride-Rite?
I would be surprised, you know. Kind of old school shoes there. I'm sure that's like, you know, a vintage place. Like, oh man, these shoes are great. We got to name our daughter after this.
Oh man, I don't know. Are those people ever from New York? Are they just...
No.
Just happy to be in New York, right?
Happy to be there and think there's a certain way you should live and talk and be. And I think that kind of overtakes and really just drives home the stereotype of what it is to be a Brooklyn hipster.
Oh, you got to, well, I don't know. Like in Manhattan, you have to have five roommates. You have to be a blonde and a model, right? And live in Brooklyn. Problem solved. Now you're a New Yorker.
That's true. There you go.
I think that's how it goes. I believe so. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Good on Abdul Carter. He don't got no worries in the world. That guy will be perfectly fine. What stress reaction in my foot? I don't feel it. That must be nice. Anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, I'm going to tell you about somebody who is not going anywhere. He's returning for his 13th NFL season. His name is Travis Kelce. We'll talk about Travis Kelce. We'll talk about Tom Brady and Matthew Stafford, how these two guys got reporters hating each other's guts in Indianapolis. Kevin Durant explains why he didn't want to go to Golden State. Miles Garrett explains again he doesn't want to stay in Cleveland. We got a lot more to get into. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.